From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with the U.S. presidential election. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are campaigning heavily in states where the polls have the outcome too close to call. Donald Trump spoke to supporters in New Hampshire.
I think we're going to have a great, great day on Tuesday in New Hampshire. Yeah? You know, one of the big commentators, political commentators, was, I thought I'd tell you, it's only good for your ego, but just said, whoever wins New Hampshire is going to win. It's interesting. Five. Just said, you'll win by five. Only five? I want more than five.
Clinton appeared on stage late Friday in Cleveland, Ohio, where music star Jay-Z and his wife Beyoncé performed.
I want to be a president who helps everybody fulfill their God-given potential. And I can't do that unless on Tuesday we decide what kind of country we want to be. Will we reject a dark and divisive vision for our future and embrace a hopeful, inclusive, unifying America?
Election Day will be Tuesday, November the 8th. Meantime, opinion polls indicate a small and narrowing gap between the two candidates. Clinton still holds a slight edge over Trump nationally. The United States joined other countries Friday, including France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, Britain, and the United Nations in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of pro-Kurdish politicians and throttling of the Internet. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb killed 9 people and wounded more than 100 others near a police station in the southeastern Turkish city of Diyarbakir, where some of the lawmakers were being held. This is VOA News. Heavy fighting has erupted between jihadists and Iraqi special forces in eastern Mosul as they continue their push deeper into the Islamic State stronghold backed by U.S.-led airstrikes. Meantime, in Geneva, the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights said Islamic State militants were continuing to forcibly transfer civilians to the city of Mosul and its outskirts to shield themselves from airstrikes. Days after dismantling the so-called jungle in Paris, French police are clearing another migrant tent camp, this time in northeastern Paris. Lisa Bryant reports.
Hundreds of young men waited in the cold and rain to be bussed out of the Stalingrad neighborhood of northeastern Paris. Like everyone else here, 23-year-old Dawit Negash from Ethiopia has no idea of his final destination.
We don't know still. Maybe outside Paris, maybe in Paris, we don't know. I need to stay here and I hope to live here.
Nearby, 30-year-old Mohammed stands with a group of friends. He says he's from Darfur, Sudan. He says he's been here for a month. He left his conflict-torn region because of what he calls problems. Tent camps spring up regularly around the city, underscoring the enduring nature of the migrant crisis, not just in France, but across Europe. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A massive demonstration in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta against the governor turned violent when protesters burned cars and officers responded with tear gas and water cannons. Police say at least one person was killed and 7 were wounded in the violence. Tensions have been high across the capital, made worse by reports that Islamic State members in Syria had posted messages on social media calling for their followers to carry out attacks during the protests. Indonesia's largest moderate organizations, whose membership number in the tens of millions, told supporters not to attend the rally, although they did not prohibit it. Venezuela's state oil corporation has signed agreements with the Indian state oil giant and Venezuelan consortium Delta Finance BV to expand oil production. The agreement comes at a time when Venezuela is attempting to boost stagnating oil production, increase income from Venezuelan oil, and pay off debts and obtain financing from foreign partners. The financing agreement for $318 million with India will allow the Indo-Venezuelan joint venture, created by both corporations, to double daily productions to 20,000 barrels of oil. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro thanked everyone involved and said all the reliable partners will continue working to develop the partnership. For details on these stories and much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.